John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Oh. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense, episode 29, part 2 with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott. Hoorah. Hoorah, John. Hoorah.
All right, brother.
Oh, one last thing about American Psycho. It's based on a novel by James Ellis.
It is.
Yeah. So I'm going to go check that out, too. That's what we talked about at the end of part one. So if you're listening to part two, go back and check out part one if you haven't heard it. Because we talked about a lot of cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt, because we're super cool.
I mean, those M&M's.
John's eating
stop.
M&M's. How would you describe her? Our frequent guest, Erica.
Our freaky guest? Is that what you said?
Freaky guest, Erica. Got a little hostile after her second appearance, but things got back to normal, and she offered a peace offering to John.
Wow.
A bag of M&M's, which I had in my trunk for like 3 weeks. So if they're melted together, is it one big chunk?
No, it's good, man.
It's good. All right. No doubt. It goes well with Maker's Mark and Pepsi.
It does.
And I'm drinking the standard Glenlivet. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
So, John, we mentioned last podcast that we had a contest coming up.
That's right.
And this contest would test our fans' intellect, their web savvy, and their fanaticism.
Oh.
So tonight, John, we are ready to give the question.
The question.
We will give the question soon.
The question soon.
But. Here's the deal, John.
Here's the deal, John. Am I repeating you? Sorry.
To win the contest.
To win the contest.
Here's what our fans have to do.
Here's what our fans have to do.
They have to submit a comment.
A comment.
On Podcast Alley.
On Podcast Alley.
With the answer.
With the answer.
And I was
in the form of a vote, right?
In the form of a vote. So vote, and then put your comment in, and the detail of the vote. Your answer in the comment, that is.
Yeah, you better.
Now,
fuck face.
I was going to go top five, but I don't think five of our fans can answer this question, John. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Because I can't even answer it. So I'm going to top three. The first top three who answer this question will be awarded
a
TTN fabulous
prize. Yeah.
All right. So here's what you got to do. You got to not only comment on Podcast Alley, but you know when you get that little email back from Podcast Alley?
Right.
You got to forward that to us.
Oh, as proof.
As proof that you did
that
it.
You voted.
That it was you. For instance, if Mark from Malta, I don't even know what his... Let's take M. Toma. I know Mark from Chicago. M. Toma. If M. Toma answers it correctly, right?
Yeah.
But somebody else sends us M. Toma. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
He copies
that doesn't make
us
sense.
On the response.
Right. There you go. There you have it.
Puts us in the CC.
Yeah, I'll cut that out in post because that really didn't make sense.
No, you can't do that. You can't edit your stupidity.
Why not?
Only the W can.
We'll get
only
to the W in the part
chimp.
Three. That chimp.
Fucking chimp.
All right, so.
TP.
Do we have a drum roll?
Chimp.
Is
lover.
A drum roll possible, John? Or are we just going to get right into the question? Because here's. I'm ready for the question. I'm ready to give
ready?
Our fans the question.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
He was the last of a dying breed that was conceived in the Middle Ages after St. Paul the Apostle had said, "Let women be silent in the churches." Here's what you need to answer. Name the breed and name the last one and the date that he died.
All right.
That was almost perfect timing.
It was fabulous, man. You are a professional. I did that donut in 20 seconds.
No doubt. I'm not a professional, though. We haven't been paid for this.
Well, you'll post that
yet.
Question, right?
Yes. I will post that question on our site.
I don't think everybody's going to have to rewind.
Rewind.
You want to read that again?
You want me to read it again?
All right. You don't have to.
No, I can do it. Let me try to nail it this time.
All right, ready?
All right.
On your mark, get set, go.
He was the last of a dying breed that was conceived in the Middle Ages after St. Paul the Apostle said, "Let women be silent in the church. Name the breed, and name the last one and the date he died." Thank you very much, John! TGN Total Dog Nonsense!
I'm with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott! All right, so there's the question.
If fuck
you
face.
Fans can go out to Podcast Alley and submit your answers to us and then forward your receipts.
Response.
We'll call them receipts to us, that proof that you answered that question. You will be awarded a fabulous prize for the first top three. Fabulous prize. All right, then, John. Moving on. I got some celebrity news.
Disassemble.
Jessica Alba, that's somebody we've talked about before.
The truth of the matter is, if you...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's hot.
I think the reason she's hot is she still looks like she's 16.
Yeah.
That's why I think people are attracted to her. They see her as the little schoolgirl, you know what I'm saying?
You fucking bitch!
Anyway.
I got a picture of her nipples popping through a green dress.
Maybe we should post that.
I gotta send it to you.
Jessica Alba, that is, fears whoer typecast. Movie beauty. Jessica Alba fears she is being typecast because she only gets offered roles as whoers and sexy maids. The Sin City actress is grateful for the opportunities she has been given in Hollywood, but would kill for the parts offered to rival actress Natalie Portman.
Princess Leia's mom?
Yeah. She tells gossip site Page6.com, "The scripts I get are always for the hooer, or the motorcycle chicken leather, or the horny maid. I get all those screenplays that start, Tanya is in the shower. The water streams down her naked, perky breasts. Somehow, I don't think this is happening to Natalie Portman." And damn right. Well, Natalie Portman was a whore in Closer.
Yeah, right.
Closer. She was a stripper whore. I think Natalie Portman doesn't get offered those roles because we've grown up with Natalie Portman. You know what I'm saying, John?
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Professional. She was in Beautiful Girls when she was like 12.
Right.
Then she went on to Star Wars. You know, how clean can you get there? I mean, that was totally unsexual with, who's that guy? Christian.
Wait a minute, Portman was in The Professional? I thought that was Winona Ryder.
No, that was Portman, man.
Oh.
Get your shit together, okay?
Sorry.
Fuck face, you bitch!
Fuck face.
And here's other celebrity news, John.
Yeah.
And we talked about Ashley Simpson last podcast. I do not understand why this woman...
She's a freak, man.
President Bush should fire Karl Rove and hire whoever Ashley Simpson's publicist is, because this woman has a number one album, number one song, and who knows why. I don't know why. Who cares about this woman? She's like 19.
Yeah.
She's as stupid as all hell, as stupid as her older sister Jessica, who's hot.
I am stupid.
And Ashley, compared to Jessica, is like a little boy. She's got the big schnoz, and she looks like a boy. She dresses like a boy. What gives, John? I don't know. Who's buying these albums? Who's buying these Jessica Simpson songs?
The kids, man.
What kids? Are your kids doing it? My kids aren't.
No.
They're into Hillary Duff and Lindsay Lohan.
The kids are into Hillary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, Kelly Clarkson.
Every time I go on the web, I see a story about Ashley Simpson. Every fucking time. Excuse me. So it's her publicist, man.
No, she's big with the Billies.
What do you mean Billies?
Hillbillies.
Oh, Hillbillies?
Fuck yeah.
Like Ashley Simpson?
Yeah.
Well, they like President Bush, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Brownie, you're doing a good job.
Anyway, the lip syncer Ashley Simpson was filmed in a McDonald's in Toronto on Wednesday, drunk and being abusive to staff. Did you hear this Did you hear about this, John?
Is that because something sinks into her lips? Is that what you're saying? Lip sinking?
I doubt it. Ashley appeared at the restaurant around 1:30 and allegedly became extremely angry when staff tried to stop her from climbing over the counter. What the fuck is she doing climbing over the counter? Just sit your ass in front of the register and order your goddamn Big Mac or whatever the fuck you're going to order.
Ah! Fuck face.
She was absolutely plastered, and she proceeded to swear at a female employee, calling her a bitch. She then demanded to see the manager of the restaurant.
You fucking bitch!
As she tried to climb, that was Ashley Simpson. As she tried to climb up on the service counter, she was heard saying, "Oh, please get the manager. I would love to talk to the manager."
Wow.
Later, when a fan asked to have her picture taken with the singer, Ashley told her to kiss her foot.
You piece of shit!
And then said, "Fuck you!" When
shut
the fan
up.
Failed to
shut
do her
up.
Bidding, shut according up. To the New York Post.
Ah, shut up! You don't give a shit, you cocksucker!
A male friend who was with Ashley at the time was heard saying, "She's okay, man. It's cool. Don't worry. It's okay, man. Cool."
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
She continued asking the manager and said to an employee, "I promise your manager will be nice to me." The employee replied, "I don't think so. You whore skank lip-syncing bitch!" "I bet he will," she replied. "I bet you $5 million. What the fuck is up with
you
Ashley?
You fucking bitch!
Simpson. That whore. And those Simpsons. What's up with them?
Give me another one of them. Give me that tirade right there.
I can't even remember what that was. But you have it, so you can clip it out and put it on the Scott soundboard.
I'm working on that. It's going to be sweet.
All right, also, well, this is kind of semi-celebrity news. We talked about Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is this wide receiver on a football team in America.
I mean in liquor.
Called the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl last year, didn't they?
That's right.
But they lost.
That's the one, who's on there? Donovan McNabb.
Uh-huh.
And Rush said that he's overrated.
Overrated because he's black.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's he got kicked off of Sports Network.
Well, they should have kicked him off. Why would you have him what the hell is he addicted to? Come on. Quit fucking with your M&Ms. Get with the program. Oxycontin.
Oxycocksucker.
Yeah, so the guy's totally high on Oxycontin. He goes on ESPN and says, "Donovan McNabb is overrated." And that's just how he said it. If he was a white, nobody would be talking about him because he's black.
What was that noise?
I don't know. I think that's something in the it's the fan, the computer.
He's
fan.
A white.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, Terrell Owens got suspended for the rest of the year because he's a cocksucker motherfucker. That's why.
That's
because it's
paper?
All no. That's what I'm saying. Because it's all about him. The guy he caught his, here's what started the whole brouhaha. He caught his 100th career touchdown, and he was upset that his team didn't make a big deal about it. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
And your team didn't, so what?
Yeah, showtime.
You stupid ass. So anyway, guess who stuck up for Terrell Owens this week? And he said his punishment is too severe.
Oh, that's easy.
Who?
Oh, too. Jesse Jackson.
That's right. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, okay? Let me correct you on that.
Sorry.
Called the Philadelphia Eagles' punishment of Terrell Owens much too severe. Jackson said in a statement released Friday that Owens could have been more professional when he publicly complained about his contract, his team, and the Eagles organization. Now, John, this was an organization that was in the Super Bowl last year. They're not even a 500 team this year,
right.
And that's because of this fucking disease called Terrell Owens that wants it to be all about him, okay?
Gibbity.
If you want it to be all about you, Terrell Owens, get a podcast. That's what I did, and it's all about me, okay? Jackson said in a statement, really, I read that already. But Jackson said Owens' suspension without pay for four games and the deactivation for the rest of the season is much too severe for the charge.
Jibbity.
I kind of sound like Kennedy, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Era much too era severe for the charge.
Jibbity.
Get this crap. The civil rights activist. Come on. How about the extortioner, right. Jesse Jackson? The guy
who extorts money from his own people,
the cocksucker, said the level of punishment could have been warranted if Owens had been caught shaving points, selling drugs, carrying a gun, sucking cock, or fighting fans without sufficient restraint. But he didn't do any of that. This does not warrant a one-year jibbity-jibbity ban from that jibbity-jibbity game, Jackson said, adding that the Eagles should release Owens to the open market or free agency if they no longer want to associate with him.
He's one big brother, too.
Ralph Nader, also a consumer activist and former presidential candidate, has already called for the suspension to be rescinded. Fuck you, Ralph Nader, and fuck Terrell Owens. It's about time they send a message to these a-holes.
Yeah, it's their fucking business. They can do what they want.
Because there's no I in team, my man. And Terrell Owens was bigger than the Eagles.
But there
His
is a
ego
win.
Is bigger than the fucking Eagles. And they finally said, look it, this guy is a fucking disease. He's bringing the whole goddamn morale of the team down. Let's just cut him loose for the season.
Right.
Fuck Terrell Owens. And maybe we can win some more games. And hear, hear to the Philadelphia Eagles. And fuck you, Terrell Owens, you cunt. No, wait a minute.
You can't.
And there you have it, John. That's my Terrell Owens rant.
Yeah, that was, wow. Up on his soapbox. That's fan-fucking-tastic, man.
Fucking A.
I know, I saw some coverage on TO today, and they were interviewing his agent, and he kept saying, next question. So, what kind of hair gel you use? Next question. They asked him if he was, how he felt about being responsible for Terrell being kicked off the team. Next question. And Terrell smirked.
Why is the agent responsible?
I don't know.
Well,
he's
Terrell
not.
Owens, look at, here's the deal. Terrell Owens thinks he's better than everybody on the fucking planet, and that we should all bow to Terrell Owens because he can catch a fucking football and run into the end zone.
I say put him back out there so somebody just takes one of his knees and snaps it back so it touches the back of his skull.
How about this, Terrell Owens?
And then his career's over.
Fuck that. Show us what a man you are and go over and play fucking rugby over in the UK. Huh? Why don't you try that, you cocksucker?
Yeah.
And get your ass and your balls pulled off by those English motherfuckers.
You won't be wearing any sissy pads in the helmet.
No doubt, John, because those guys are real men. I bet you Paulie B's on a rugby
right
team.
Get right behind you and start going.
Because Paulie B is all man, okay? He's there's that sound again. He's got to be on a rugby team, Paulie B. I don't know about Tony Hearn. He may be a cheerleader. But Paulie B's on a rugby team.
No doubt.
Well, John, a female rapist was sentenced. Did you hear about this?
What?
A 24-year-old woman found guilty of forcing sex on a sleeping man has been sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Wow.
The woman was sentenced according to rape laws.
She ugly?
For having obtained sexual access to a sleeping man. The assault took place at a post-party gathering in a Bergen apartment. This is in Norway.
From Norwegia?
Yes. The woman admitted to taking the man's erect penis in her mouth.
Wait a minute.
That gives me a hard-on.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
He was already erect.
Yes. She admits that she had take the man's erect penis in her mouth. Man, it's not good when we both drink at the same time when we're broadcasting. Let's make a note of that. All right.
Noted.
Then.
Note to myself.
But claimed he was awake and he approved. The man awoke and became extremely upset and has, get this, John, he has had psychological difficulties as a result of the incident.
Get your cock out of my mouth. I mean, your mouth.
Who is this guy? Tom Cruise? Why would you have psychological difficulties? Like, unless you said, John, she was a complete pig with the goatee and the whole deal.
I want to marry a guy and a babe.
The thing I don't understand, John, is when would a guy turn down a blowjob? Can you answer me? When would that happen?
If when he was looking at her, he thought he was fucking her in the ass.
Okay. I wonder if that came up in court.
Because she was so goddamn ugly.
The man awoke and became... Oh, I read that. The appeal jury again found in favor of the man's version, John. Do you know why? Why
is that?
Because the woman, having suffered a severe loss of credibility by changing her story just before the first trial began. She had originally denied that any sexual contact took place, but then said it was consensual after a DNA report emerged. So they got her saliva off the guy's cock, and then it's got to be. But they don't even mention that in the story, but he's got to be married.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
No doubt. No doubt.
And the other thing that the wife must have walked in on him. That's the other thing that must
right,
have happened.
Right.
Anyway, that woman is serving 8 months in prison. John,
wow.
For giving the old blowjob.
Wow.
John, Kansas, have you heard about what's going on in Kansas?
Yeah, I have. They were battling over the intelligent design in the school.
Right, and intelligent design won, John.
I heard
it won.
That. Yeah.
Risking the kind of nationwide ridicule it faced 6 years ago, the Kansas Board of Education approved new public school science standards Tuesday that cast doubt on the theory of evolution. The 6-4 vote was a victory for intelligent design, John! And helped draft the standards. And, John, if you don't know, and we've talked about this before, but intelligent design holds that the universe is so darn complex that it must have been created by a higher power. Critics of the new language charge that it was an attempt to inject nature into the way it's supposed to work.
There's no stop button.
Critics of the new language charge that it was an attempt to inject God. Ooh, that's kind of homoerotic. And creationism into public schools in violation of the separation of church and state. This is a sad day. We're becoming a laughingstock in not only the nation, but the world. And I hate that, said the one board member, Janet Vaugh, to vote against this stupid-ass proposal. Now, here's the other assholes who won the... did I say assholes?
That is fallacious.
Who won the vote.
Okay, do the math.
This is a great day for education. This is one of the best things that we can do, said Board Chairman Stephen Abrams, another board member who voted in favor of the standards. John Bacon said the move gets rid of a lot of dogma that's been taught in the classroom today. Are these people fucking insane? Oh, insane, totally. John? Well, I'm going to make a prediction, John.
What's that?
Based on the next story. I'm going to predict that all the people who voted for this bullshit in Kansas...
I command thee!
...are going to be voted out next term. You know why I say that?
I command thee to speak!
No, I don't.
Because in Pennsylvania, they went through the same bullshit with ID.
Oh, now, right.
Although it should have been no direct effect on the decision in the federal court case, the decision of the voters in Dover, Pennsylvania, may well signal intelligent design's de-evolution back to the pleasant poetry of Genesis, from whence it came.
In hell.
Get this, John. All 8 members up for re-election to Pennsylvania School Board in Dover that had been sued for introducing this stupidity called intelligent design as an alternative to evolution in biology class were swept out of office yesterday, John. They all got voted out. They're gone. Go home.
Yeah, that's right. I read that.
That's fucking a kick-ass, man. Hear, hear to the people in Dover, Pennsylvania.
That's right. That's democracy in action.
Democracy in action. You got stupid retards in office, you vote them out.
I've had it with you fucks. Get out.
Unfortunately, we can't do that to the chimp in the highest office today. Maybe we can impeach him for being retarded, but I don't know.
But what you learn from Catholic school is discipline. You learn manners. You learn to respect other people and authority. You learn to perform. You learn that
and your priest.
There is a higher being. You are on earth for a specific
That's funny,
purpose.
Man.
All of those things you don't learn in public schools.
Right. You don't learn to submit to your priest and get have to suck his cock.
Perform on your priest.
What a joke, Bill O'Reilly, you cocksucker. So in Kansas, these fucking idiots who voted to put intelligent design in the curriculum, and it'll be there for 1 year, John, at least, have all been voted out. And hear, hear to Kansas for voting those MFers out.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania. God damn it. So Kansas, you're going to be voted out next year, you fuck faces. But now in Pennsylvania, they've all been voted out. But guess what? It's not the end of the story, John.
Oh, shit.
Because Pat Robertson... You know Pat Robertson, don't you?
Pat,
700
yeah.
Club. Pat Robertson
Go
chimed in
murder.
With his usual fire and brimstone. Robertson, who claims to speak with God periodically, just like the W.
Whoa.
All right, I'll try to ignore that as I continue. I'm trying to be professional here. Oh, that's good.
Sorry.
What the hell are you doing over there?
I'm going to lose my laptop. I'm trying to plug the power in.
What happened?
It's on batteries, and the power supply makes all that noise.
All right, so what are we going to do? You got another battery?
No.
Are we going to lose your soundboards?
Don't worry about it.
All right. Don't worry about it. All right, so anyway, Pat Robertson chimed in, and he claims to periodically speak with God. Right there, you should lock him up, don't you think, John?
Yeah.
He periodically complains, claims to speak with God, and the W claims that God speaks to him.
Sorry, is that annoying? I've never heard it like that before.
This is the same a-hole who said that Orlando might get hit by a meteor as payback for allowing gay pride flags to fly in its streets. And last August, he said that he called for the assassination of Venezuela's president. Now, following the vote in Dover, Pennsylvania, Robertson had this to say on his 700 Club broadcast. I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. And don't wonder why he hasn't helped you when problems begin, if they begin. I'm not saying they will, but if they do, just remember, you just voted God out of your city. And that's the same case. Don't ask for his help, because he might not be there, people. Following questions from the media, Robertson clarified, John. He had this to say. I was simply stating that our spiritual actions have consequences, and it's high time we started recognizing it. God is tolerant and loving, but we can't keep sticking our finger up his ass. If they had future...
Wait, he said that?
In his eye, in his ass, same thing.
Oh.
If they have a future problems in Dover, I recommend they call on Charles Darwin,
wow.
John. Maybe he can help them.
He's a moron.
What a dickhead.
You fucking bitch.
Fuck face.
I don't know what the fuck that guy's talking about.
That's all
about,
fucked
man.
Up. Fuck Pat Robertson from
up.
John and Scott at AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Fuck you, Pat Robertson.
Stupid ass. And why don't we get him in here for an interview? He couldn't stand up to us.
That's
my
right.
My man, us
That's
blasphemers.
Right. That's
no
right.
doubt.
Give me five good reasons.
Five.
That Jesus did something. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me five good things Jesus did. Nothing.
Well, I don't
fucking
know about
died
that.
Before he could do anything.
I'll tell you one right now. I'll tell you one. Can I tell you one?
Give it a shot.
He gave us the saying, Jesus Christ, and all variations of.
Jesus H. Christ.
Harold be thy name. I mean, what would we say if it weren't for Jesus?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fucking A.
Right.
All right.
Scott
then.
Christ.
One last.
You are the Christ of Total Talk Nonsense.
That. That is not true. All right. One last thing about intelligent design, John. I know you're wondering what the Pope would be thinking about all this. And the the Pope sides with intelligent design. What a shocker. Pope Benedict the whatever has waded into the evolution and debate in the United States, saying the universe was made by an intelligent project. What the hell is that? An intelligent project.
I don't know.
And criticize those who name, in the name of science, say it's creation without its direction or order. Benedict focuses his reflections on the audience on scriptural readings that said God's love was seen in the marvels of creation. Yeah, what a joke. God's love was seen in the marvels of creation. What a crock of shit. How many of these people are here today? These people fooled by atheism believe and try to demonstrate that it's scientific to think that everything is free of direction and order, he said.
Who is that?
This is the Pope, Benedict. This is the sacred scripture. The Lord awakens the reason that sleeps and tells us. In the beginning, there was the creative word. In the beginning, the creative word, the word that created everything and created this intelligent project that is the cosmos, is also love, John and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense. Yeah, it's love.
Fucked up.
That's why President Bush makes up false crap to go slaughter a country so he can get oil profits and grease the palms of his vice president in Halliburton.
Because he loves him.
Because it's all about love, John. Yeah, wake up, Pope. Benedict.
Benedict.
Benedict, he still is a dict, John.
Ich liebe dict.
You fucking bitch!
Fuckface.
10 more minutes, I gotta take a piss, man. What do you got? You got anything?
Oh, what do I got?
I got something.
What's that?
No one appreciates one, says Charles. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Charles and Camilla.
Charles, the Prince of Wales, says he is too often dismissed by the British public and believes he will only be properly appreciated for his achievements after he has died. If anybody was born with a silver spoon up his ass, it was Prince Charles. And to think that you got something, anything to do with history or politics or any influence, give me a fucking break. And I got to ask Pauly B and Tony Hearn, what the fuck is going on with that shit with the royalty? Why do their tax dollars go to that joke monarchy, which should have been banished 200 years ago?
Right.
What a load of crap.
And you know, when you thought nothing could get any uglier,
you get Camille.
In the White House, Prince Charles and Camille show up for a visit.
Well, in a surprising frank interview with U.S. Television Network, Prince Charles complains that when he does speak out on issues dear to his heart, people are quick to criticize him. Yeah, that's because people fucking have to go to school, get jobs, bust their ass working, pay taxes, and they got some a-hole who never had to do a goddamn thing in his life
right.
with bad teeth and stupid hair coming over and telling him what to do.
Fuckface.
Prince Charles, like, we need you asshole over here telling us what to do.
Another asshole. We have one.
We already got a chimp. We don't need another chimp.
Fucking.
He said, oh, I tried to make a difference. I only hope that when I'm dead and gone, they might appreciate it a little bit more, John. Do you know John and Scott of TTN? What I've tried to do is put my money where my mouth is as much as I can actually be creating models on the ground.
Fuckface.
I got a tattoo of a 20 on my dick.
The most important... All right,
put money where his mouth is.
Right, no doubt. The most important thing is to be relevant, John and Scott. It is not easy, as you can imagine, because if I say anything, people will say, it's all right for you to say that, you cunt. You can't.
You can't.
It's very easy to just dismiss anything I say. It's difficult. Did you know John and Scott?
John and Scott.
He told US TV of his growing concern for the British people. Asked what his top priority is, he replied, I would list it is worrying about this country and its inhabitants. That's my particular duty. And I find myself born into this particular position. I am determined to make the most of it.
Can't.
There is no doubt he is... Oh, there's some other a-hole that says he's his own worst enemy. There, and I'll just try to give a different English accent, because Paul B. came up... He said he had 10 American ones. I'm going to try to come up with 10 English ones.
He had a good Georgian.
There's no doubt he has a self-pitying streak, which is rather sad when he's made a perfectly solid and justifiable defense, and then undermined it with self-regard, which could be characterized as wimpish.
That doesn't sound very Welsh.
I hope the Duchess of Cornell might put a bit of lead in his pencil.
That doesn't sound very Welsh.
Earlier in the year, Prince Charles let his feelings slip to the media on the ski slopes of Switzerland when a microphone captured him saying during a photo call, bloody people, I hate doing this. Bloody fucking cunts.
Did he say cunts?
No, I just made that up.
Cunt.
But we don't give a shit about your... And they just came on... You have the story there, John? You have
no.
The story? About them coming over to America? Who gives a shit? Go fucking home and take taxes from those hardworking people and spend it on Prince William and Prince... what's the other... dickhead's name? Prince Harry. Yeah, spend it on sending them to the best education money could buy.
Prince Harry who wears a swastika.
Because look what it did for the chimp in office that we have. That's the best money education could buy, and we got a chimp out of it. I hope you feel good about spending your money on those cocksuckers. Fuck face. Go ahead, John.
Oh, I just got a story here. Well, I think it's a pretty nice story. Emergency mission, it's called. Former Presidents Bush and Clinton tried to raise morale and legal funds at the besieged White House. Former President George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, who have earned worldwide acclaim over the past year for their relief efforts around the globe, embarked today on what they called their most challenging project to date, an emergency mission to the White House.
What?
When there is a disaster, it's every citizen's duty to get off the sidelines and do whatever he or she can do, the first President Bush told reporters as he arrived at the White House. And this, by any definition, is a disaster.
This is from The Onion, right, man?
No, this is right from Newsweek. In their, the two former presidents appeared on television last night to make an appeal to the American people to provide relief in the form of a legal aid fund for the White House staff, many of whom are expected to lose their jobs and their offices in the wake. Wait, what are you doing getting up taking a piss while I'm talking? This is a really short article. God damn it. Why didn't you just tell me to pause it? I could have paused. Wait, here, let me play some. I'll play some piss music. There we go. While Scott takes a piss, play this really loud piss music. Hurry the fuck up, Scott, so I can finish my story. Well, why don't you just vote for us on PodcastAlley.com? Check out Punky on LastMinuteComedy.com. You can check him out on iTunes. You can check us out on iTunes. John and Scott's. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John. He's Scott taking a piss. And check us out. Check our website out. We'll have some t-shirts available eventually. And if he'd hurry the fuck up, I don't know if he's jerking off in there or what. Come on! Let's go! We're doing a show here, a-hole. Hey! Oh, I can't believe he's leaving me hanging here, high and dry. Can I finish my story now?
Of course.
I would never, ever do that to you.
Oh, that's lame.
I would never do that to you. I had like two more sentences to read.
So what stopped you?
Oh, my God. Because I need your response.
You got my soundboard.
I got two things.
Yeah.
That's it. All I got is... And oh.
You don't even have that.
There we go.
Fuck face.
That's it. Anyway, the two former presidents appeared on television last night to make an appeal to the American people to provide relief in the form of a legal aid fund for the White House staff, many of whom are expected to lose their jobs and their offices in the wake of the current catastrophe. In their initial visit to the White House this morning, former President Bush said that their first priority was to assess the damage and attempt to raise the spirits of those still working at the White House, adding, "Some of their approval ratings are so darn low, your heart just goes out to them." President Clinton said that when he visited the Oval Office, he was struck by how gloomy and downcast the mood was there, telling reporters, "I remember having so many good times in that room. You know, I was thinking about giving up the saxophone to play a harmonica." Anyway. Elsewhere, after telling an audience of Panama City that Americans do not torture, President W. Bush amended his remarks somewhat, saying that he had momentarily forgotten the film career of Pauly Shore.
Wow.
That's by fantastic. Andy Borowitz. That's the guy
Borowitz.
Who a couple times I read his articles and thought they were real.
Right.
That's the guy. He writes the humor column in Newsweek. I thought that was funny. What is growing inside you, man?
It's the Glenlivet, man. It made me take a pee, and well, now it's...
Why don't we take another break?
Sounds good to me.
All right. And we'll come back in like a few minutes.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah. More seconds if you click it.
Just click away.
Actually, you can play at home and wait like 10 or 15 minutes and then click. You know, this is so you can get up and get something to drink and then come back. Of course, you could anyway if you're wearing the headphones and an iPod, right?
Right.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.